Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So we're now going to concentrate on a brilliant night that's coming up next year, 2018. I know you're already planning your diaries for 2018. So if you look ahead to April 2018, Thursday the 19th, there's a night on called the Ladder 23 Night. And it's all about Jamie Carragher. Well, him talking, but it's all about the firefighters charity in the city and the Jamie Carragher Foundation as well. So to tell us a little bit more, Les Wright and Alan Nell. Morning to you, gents.
Morning, Steve.
Are we well? Tell us about the background to this one, Les.
Right. Well, as you know, the 23 Foundation try to help and support a whole range of different types of charitable organisations and individuals and groups. And we were approached by the firefighters charity to say, listen, could we potentially collaborate on an evening, you know, maybe an evening with Jamie Carragher? And it kind of developed from there, really. So we were chatting on and off for, you know, 2 or 3 months. And then it obviously takes time to find gaps in diaries when obviously Jamie's busy with the likes of Sky and there's, you know, Monday night football and football pretty much every day of the week these days. So we had to look for dates in the calendar which would suit. And also look at availability. Once we got that, then we kind of started to talk in a bit more detail with Alan from the Firefighters Charity.
Well, tell us about the involvement with the Firefighters Charity then, Alan.
Yeah, so I'm the Northwest Regional Fundraiser for the charity. And basically, the Firefighters Charity, it's actually our 75th anniversary next year. So we're looking to do some big events. We formed off the back of the Blitz. And so on cities like Liverpool, really, that's where we're formed off the back of. And
tell us what the charity's about.
Yeah, so what we do, we look after the fire service community, really. The firefighters are an amazing bunch of people. But obviously, they're our heroes when we're in trouble. But sometimes themselves get in trouble. But where do the heroes turn to when they're in trouble, kind of thing? And firefighters suffer a lot of injuries, bad physical injuries, falls off ladders and stuff like that. And it's also more and more is the psychological effect of being a firefighter and going to incidents.
I was going to say the strain must be absolutely immense.
Yeah, certainly since and Grenfell was a big moment for the charity where we're having men and women in the fire service going into incidents and they're seeing the most horrific scenes. And also in the Northwest recently, we've had some really bad incidents where, you know, certainly when there's kids involved as well, they're having to deal with these really bad incidents. So we're having a lot more firefighters coming to us just to talk over the incidents they've been to and trying to carry on and move on and as best they can.
I would imagine most firefighters at some point, or maybe even at regular points, see what we would categorise as the unimaginable.
Yeah, I think speaking to a lot of firefighters, say most incidents they can go to and they'll be fine. But then every firefighter I speak to kind of has one incident where it plays over in their mind a lot. And it's trying to say to them, we'll just go and talk about that incident and try and bury them feelings that you've got and let it out, basically. Don't ball it up and carry on. So the mental health services, and not just the fire service as well, but across the emergency services, it's massive strain. I think as the numbers in the fire service reduce, then they're having to work even harder and longer, and the physical and mental strain on our firefighters is massive at the moment.
Really, so the firefighters charities are attempting to sort of link these workers into people who can help with their situations. And
yeah, well, I mean, what the firefighters charity have, we have 3 recuperation centres, and each centre we can help with physical injuries. So if they've fallen off a ladder, suffered a stroke or anything like that, or bad spinal injuries, we can help them with that. But we also have
are there a lot of physical?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't hit the press, but the nature of the job that they go into, it's a hard job. It's physically really hard on knees and elbows and stuff like that. So they're suffering a lot with long-term injuries such as like that. But we also have firefighters who fall off drill towers and stuff like that. And it doesn't hit the press. No one knows about it. But I know firefighters who had to spend 6 weeks on hospital bed in the living room. So they've gone from very fit, active people to having to get bed bath by the wives and they've got the kids running around the living room. So it's a vital service of getting them back in. And all they want to do is get back to work. They're very proud people. And they don't want to be lay out in a bed. They just want to be going out and looking after their communities. So it's quite important for the community as well, because every town and city has a lot of fire stations around. That them stations are fully crewed. And by the Firefighters Charity, we get them in. We get them fit again, and they go back and look after their local communities as well. So, it's a big full circle that local communities are getting helped in a roundabout way by having fit and agile firefighters to go back to work.
How many do you think you help, perhaps, on Merseyside within the course of a year, Alan?
Oh, it's a fair number. Merseyside do have a lot of...
hundreds or thousands? Or?
Oh, it's I'd say probably around 500 a year from Merseyside, yeah. And it's not just serving firefighters, you also look after the retirement section as well. So once you've done the time in the fire service, you're actually a beneficiary in our charity for the rest of your days as well. And it's also partners as well. So I think our whole beneficiary base is about 300,000 people nationally. But in Merseyside, we are a big fire service in Merseyside, so we do have a lot of stations, so we do get a lot of people coming to the services from Merseyside.
And you were talking about the mental health effects. I would imagine even after these guys and girls are finished within serving, within the firefighter, across Merseyside, I would imagine even when they've retired, there's still something there, is there? Is there a lot of people that need
absolutely,
that help
yeah.
post-work?
We've just done a big campaign of a firefighter called Roger. Retired from the fire service, done his 23 years, and then he suffered massively once he left from post-traumatic stress. Mm. And it was just a vehicle reversing or a lift door making a noise or something like that to grab his attention to the point where he started self-harming. And he was heading towards suicide, if I'm honest. And he's quite open in the video he's made for the charity. And it's by going to the charity just for 10 days and talking about his feelings that we can give him the tools to combat his post-traumatic stress disorder and stuff like that as well. So it really does honestly save people's lives just by being able to talk about the mental health.
Unbelievable, the work that you're doing, it's incredible. So obviously the Jamie Carragher Foundation is doing an awful lot of work at the moment, isn't it? But you wanted to tie yourselves in here, Les.
Yeah, well, obviously once we got the approach from the Firefighters Charity, we thought, well, okay, what can we do? Is it, you know, how many people do we want at this event? What can we create which would be interesting and relevant as well? And so we looked at venues, and the Titanic Hotel in Liverpool was a perfect venue, because as Alan referred to there before, it was bombed during the Blitz, and that actually forms part of the night, which is very, very relevant to Liverpool as a city, but also the Titanic Hotel as well. And so then we thought, okay, well, an evening with Jamie Carragher, what does it entail? So we thought, well, we can have some music, we can have some a compere, we can have some comedy, and we have some music. And what can we do therefore to create an event which brought all that together with professional media organisations and working with the Titanic? And I'd have to say everyone's kind of brought something different to the party, really, because the Titanic Hotel is a fabulous location, and they've obviously used all their commercial and media tools to try and promote this. Alan, obviously with the Firefighters Charity, they've got a whole range of different types of people and media outlets which can help support this. And obviously we've got the likes of Jamie and also the 23 Foundation and all the kind of the friends or the followers and the likes, so we can actually blast it out to a much wider audience. And so I think it was that, with that combination of different parts of the cake, really, which has formed really the basis of a really tremendous event.
It looks like a good night. The Ladder 23, quite appropriately called the Ladder 23 night, isn't it? Have you got other former players involved in the Firefighters Charity or not?
I think we're going to try and confirm a few more in the new year. That's
tough, isn't it, for fundraising in this day and age, isn't it? But you've got such an important charity that you're running there that perhaps doesn't get the prominence.
Yeah,
it deserves all the time.
It's certainly not a mainstream charity, but it's I'm quite privileged in the role I do at the charity. So I speak to people, just ordinary people in our communities who have had their lives completely flipped 180 degrees and made better. And these are just people in our communities who don't want a song and dance; they just want to get back to work, kind of thing. So it's great to have this support from the Jamie 23 Foundation as well, because it's. And I know the amazing work they do in the community in Merseyside, and it just makes total sense to team up and do something amazing for both charities, really.
So you know, if you buy a ticket for this and you go on the night, the money raised is going to go to a really important cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're splitting the money 50-50.
Right.
So which is lovely, because obviously it then allows us to do kind of what we do.
With the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely,
And just give us a quick idea of what it is you put the money into from the Jamie Carragher Foundation as well.
Well, I mean, for example, we've got a surprise party. A surprise party.
Don't break the surprise.
For disadvantaged kids. kids on Christmas Eve. Mm. So we're providing, you know, food and drink and gifts and that sort of stuff. And then obviously there's young kids who may have a natural ability who want to try and progress their career but don't necessarily have the resources to do so. You've got we'll often support cancer sort of type charities. We try not to turn people down, but obviously we've got to live within our means. And these sort of events for the 23 Foundation means that we can actually help more people, and that's kind of the ethos of what we do. But on another note, I'd also like to say that how supportive both Liverpool, Everton, and indeed Manchester City have been in terms of both donating memorabilia, but also potentially supporting us through their own sort of social media campaigns. We didn't get anything back from Man United. I'm sure they were going to donate some merchandise, but we might just take gift vouchers for that.
Might be on the way. Yeah, I know. Right, if you want a ticket, you can do it via firefighterscharity.org.uk, firefighterscharity.org.uk, or I would presume the Jamie Carragher Foundation website.
If... we're in the new year, we're going to be looking to kind of raise the profile a little bit by targeting corporate companies who want to actually support the event. So if anyone wants to contact me regarding any corporate sponsorship, they can do so at les@jamiecarragher.org.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And best of luck with it. Sounds absolutely fantastic. That's the Ladder 23 night, and it takes place on the 19th of April, 2018.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.